This is 90.3 WPLN. Neil Stinson had a complicated relationship with his mother, who died 5 years ago. And that's what he talked about when he was interviewed by his wife, Lauren, in the StoryCorps booth at Nashville Public Radio.
She was a small woman. She was about 5 feet tall. She had black to gray curly hair. She had kind of a big nose that she was always a little bit embarrassed of. Her hands were small but really strong and pointed, and her fingers were double jointed.
That's right.
She was very artistic and creative and loving, but I think most of her life she was pretty sad.
What was your relationship like with her?
It's not really possible to talk about my relationship with her without the alcoholism being in the middle of it. And because that was there as a young man and growing up into a grown man, it was some distance.
How are you different from before she died to now?
I feel like I'm sadder as a father. There's not a lot of times where I see my children doing something really neat or fantastic or just fun that I don't have a pang of sadness or remorse that my mom's not there to even with the opportunity to see it.
Can you talk about the biggest obstacle she overcame in life?
I always thought she was haunted by some pretty awful demons most of her life, and I don't think she survived it. But the, I guess, challenges that she faced in her life really had to do with being told she wasn't much and being treated like she wasn't much by the people that she was should have been loved by the most.
Yeah,
I think she overcame a lot by coming from that place and not having to transmit that kind of ugliness and nastiness and disease to her children, because she was always sweet and kind and loving to her children.
Neil Stinson is a pediatric nurse at Vanderbilt. His interview will be archived in the Library of Congress.